ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. A lot of people ask this question, you know, from religious scholars, because to be honest, a lot of, you know, there's no answer to this in science, modern science, you know. And that question is, why exactly do we sleep, and what happens when we sleep? This is not something that, you know, anybody can actually adequately answer without the help of revelation. And because of this, in order to answer this question, we will look at a very beautiful and noble hadith in which Imam Ali alayhi salam has kind of alluded to this topic and answered it. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, a Muslim will not sleep while in a state of ritual impurity, janabat. And he should not sleep without being in a state of purity. Why? Why is this? Imam answers, he says, if he does not find water, then he should perform dry ablution, tayammum. Tayammum is reference to when, you don't have water, you strike your hands on the ground or the earth, and you perform ablution, which is to take place of the ablution with water. Then he should perform dry ablution with soil. Why? For the spirit of a believer, the Imam says, ascends to Allah Almighty and he meets it and blesses it. Meaning at the time of sleep, the spirit of the believer, it kind of partially separates from the body and ascends to find Allah and to meet Allah. If his time of death was to have come when in a state of purity, he places his spirit within the folds of his mercy. And if the person slept in a state of purity, right, Allah showers him with his mercy. And if his end has not come, meaning his time of death has not come, he sends it back, his spirit, with his guardian angels, and they return it to his body. It's probably because of this that, you know, in some hadiths, it's been narrated that sleep is the brother of death. An-nawmu akhul maut. It's a type of death, but it's not permanent, right? Meaning, unless the time of the person has come. Of course, sleeping, you know, it has its own etiquettes. If we follow these etiquettes, then, you know, obviously that meeting with Allah that occurs in this time, in this state, it will be more meaningful and more conscious even. For example, reciting the Quran and supplicating at bedtime, sleeping on one's a specific side, and before going to sleep, taking account of oneself, sleeping in a state of ritual purity and being clean, supplicating when one wakes up. These are all some of the etiquettes of sleeping. It's also interesting to note that in some hadiths, you know, these dreams that we see when we sleep, it's been narrated that God Almighty, He created these, right, so people could have an understanding of the nature of the hereafter and kind of comprehend how it will be. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what occurs during sleep, according to religion. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.